Okay, we're going to go slightly out of order from the Mara Makomas to see how much time we have left to deal with the first section. Okay, now, the following Shaila is not as relevant in Ramat Beit-Shemesh where we live, Baruch Hashem, but in some of the places in Beit-Shemesh, places which are Mid-Chared, it's more relevant, places in Yishalayim, it's more relevant, which is the following. So you live in a building, and there's frum Jews there, there's also not so frum Jews there. And there's a garden, there's a communal garden. And the chilolim in the building, not so bothered about Shemitah, and they're not listening to you to not to work it, and they're going to work it in Shemitah. So they're going to be working your garden, which you have a joint ownership in Shemitah. Okay, so what's going on there? What's happening? Is that a problem? Is not a problem? Okay, so remember right at the very beginning of this month, we discussed what exactly is the issa of Shemitah, at least the Aseh. Yeah, so we had some Rishonim wanted to say that it's only if you work the land. If you work the land, you're mevatel aseh. But we had other Rishonim that said that, you know what, Shemitah is different to regular, to most things by Shabbos. By Shabbos, if there's nothing wrong with your kelim working for you, nothing wrong with your land working for you on Shabbos, as long as you set up everything before Shabbos, you can put your cholim parts on before Shabbos, it's cooking on Shabbos, that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that, yeah? Okay, by Shabbos we said there was one exception. Shvitzas behemtoi. If your behema works for you on Shabbos, yeah, if you give your behema to a goy and the goy is working it, but it's your behema, that's asa, that's not allowed. So the Minchas Sinek wants to say, that's also true by Shvitzah. By Shvitzah, if your karka is working on Shvitzah, that's a problem. Okay? So if we take that to literally, yeah, then it's going to come out that if your karka is working for you on Shmita, you've got these chiloinim doing things in the karka, in your garden, you've got joint ownership in that, means you are over, your karka is working on Shmita, and that's a problem. Okay, so first of all, okay, it is a machlokes. Also, someone will say that even according to those we're showing him that say that it's something to do with the karka, it's lapped up together. It's totally dislocated for him. It's only when you were the goyim for it. It's you told someone to work it. You gave permission for someone to work it. But if it's like against your will, then it's mutter. Okay, that's Ramlis and Karelis takes on like that. But even he says that Shafim Min Chasinafo is, if your karka is working for you, it doesn't matter whether you agree to it, whether you didn't agree to it, yeah, you even if you're protesting it, you will be over. Okay, so you're over by oinus. Is there anything you have to do about it? By where? No, so he's still over. He's over, right? But might be maybe Ba'oinus. Maybe he's Ba'oinus, but he's still over. Okay. So right. So it's a Mefurish Halacha by Shabbos that if a person rents out his behemoth to a goy, and also for Shabbos, he has to tell the goy, don't work my behemoth on Shabbos. Don't work it on Shabbos. Okay. Sorry. You have to give it back before Shabbos. You can't rely on the goy that it's not going to work on Shabbos. So you have to give it, you have to make sure that he gives it back to you before Shabbos. Okay. But let's say the goy didn't. You make the tie, you tell the goy, give it back to me before Shabbos. The goy didn't listen, and he's got it on Shabbos. So the halacha says, you know what you have to do? You have to be mafkir your behemah. You have to be mafkir. Why? To avoid being over this issa d'oraisa. Even though you'll be oinus, it's not your fault, you did it and you took precautions beforehand, but you will be over. You'll be over this issur d'oraisa, and in order to prevent yourself from being over this issur d'oraisa, you have to be masker your behavior. Okay. That is by Shabbos. Okay. So l'chora, Rav Lasha says, that the same things would be true by Shemitah also. Yeah. That just like we see by Shabbos, that in order to avoid you being over this issa of Shvitas Behemto, your behemoth is working for you on Shabbos, even though it's nothing to do with you, you didn't want it, and you're not happy that it's happening, yeah, doesn't matter, you have to be mafke your behemoth. So to on Shvitas, you have a chilek of land which is being worked on Shvitas, you have to mafke your land. Okay, they do explain though, it doesn't mean even by Shabbos, it doesn't mean when you say you're being mafkir your behemoth, it doesn't mean you're being mafkir forever. There's such a thing as being mafkir for one day. You're just being mafkir for Shabbos. So by the after Shabbos will come back to you. So too by Shemitah, you're being mafkir your chelek in this joint ownership of the gina of the building. You'll be mafkir for Shemitah. Yeah.
If so, if this is the Rasha, then why can't you do it?
Do what? Can be mafia.
No, mafia for that much time, let's say, but because he puts restrictions saying that nobody's allowed to stop.
He doesn't say quite like that. He says the goy will stop someone from being mafia. The goy is using it. He's like, he's in control. He's not going to let some random person come and take it. Yeah, the guy who's working, the guy who's using this behemoth.
And Pesach, he also had value by what?
No,
If
what?
Yeah,
let's
say that, okay.
Why?
So you can own it for a day. Just like you can sell something. Why not?
That's lending.
No, it's not. There's different types of things. Like you can, in theory, you can sell something for a day. It's yours. No, it's not. It's not that easy. Yeah. There's a musa called, you can make a kinyan for a day. Yeah? Right, it is.
He's asking, how is that different than rental?
I have a relinquished ownership for the day. Normally, you're right, normally it's forever. Say that, but you can also have a limited hefker. Time-wise, you can limit it. It's totally not mine. Today is totally not mine. Why can you not do it? I don't know.
So right now we have 100 Jews living in a house.
Yeah.
By accident. Excuse me, can I talk? He cannot hear me. So, 100 Jews living in a house.
In one building.
By accident, Goy bought apartment.
Yeah.
Started working on land.
Yeah.
All Jews are on your class. And they said we market it for cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Can boys sell it right now?
For that year, yeah. For that year.
Good. No. Person who will buy. Goy doesn't know anything.
Okay, so that's an interesting mistake in what people think. But if all he's saying is we master for a year, so you can, no one has the right to be Zoyfin more than his master. Right?
But right now, anything which happens to the property, and Goy will the real owner of this property, whatever transaction will be only for a year.
The heifer will only be for a year. That's all. Okay?
The person can say that if he doesn't pay for a year, if he damages, then he doesn't have to pay the offset.
That's what you're talking about. According to this.
Destroy the whole thing. What?
You
can destroy the whole thing.
The heifer for a year. The heifer for a year. Yeah. I'm not holding in the question mishpat. The pashtus, yeah. That's what should come out.
What about there might be a question, sorry. Maybe it's not relevant. You can say it's not relevant. The issue is in Moscow, not in the street. But according to what you're saying, if I have an animal and he's about to kill somebody who's damaged, I could say, I'm after my animal for the next hour.
How do you use it? It's heavy. If it's heavy, you can use it. Okay, fine. Okay, someone in Mitoichem that maybe there's not a, you can't bring a right from there. Why? Because it's different. By the case of Shvitz of Behemtoi, that if the Jew is mafkir his chelik in his ownership in the behemah, okay, so now what's going to happen? You're going to have a behemah working on Shabbos. Say that. As long as the Jew doesn't own it, there's no issa being done. Yeah, the goy maybe owns it if he was koineris, without getting involved in that. But lemaisa, it's not a Jewish-owned animal that's working, so there's no issa taking place. Like thinking by Shmita, okay, if there's still Jews owning it, there's still going to be an avera of avoidus hakarka taking place in Shmita. So you have, say, you saved yourself from an avera, but there's still an avera taking place. So you haven't helped that much. If you look at the general wider picture, yeah, mitzad Hashem as it were, yeah, there's still an avera taking place. In which case, maybe there's a tzad to say that you wouldn't need to be a mafkir. Okay. Not going. Talking about a chiloni. Well, you buy the behemoth.
No, by the
Shkita,
if the Jew is
Mark,
because you said the Jew is the
Assuming we're talking about a case where we shared with non-Prim Jews. Okay.
So you said the
Mark,
you won't need a
Mark? By way, yeah. According to this, someone's stuffing by whether the din of Shabbos is also true by Shmita. So one of the swaras, I think Rosh Hashanah and Obaf says, is because you're by the behema, by Shabbos, If you mafkir the behemah, there is no avera taking place. So you've solved sort of Hashem's problem, as it were, right? But she'enkin mashmita, the fact that even if you mafkir your chelek, the ma'aseh that our Jews who still own this character, they're working the character, so there's still an issa taking place. So you haven't really helped in the bigger picture.
And who says that I need to solve all problems? I try to avoid my avera.
Let's say that. Okay, we're just saying you don't have a right. No, let's say we don't have a right from Shabbos then.
Right.
You only find we're working the other way around. By Shabbos, you find that you have to be mafkir. See, so that's maybe when you can solve all problems. But when you can't solve all problems, who says you have to?
Yeah.
We don't have a riot that you would have to. Okay. So Lemaisa, Rabbi Yosha says you should do it, but many of the poskim do say that it's only if an issa d'oraisa is taking place. Okay. So I think last week before we mentioned which of the issa d'oraisa, which is only like Zriya and Netziah. So if they're just watering the plants, then you are okay. Yeah, then you wouldn't have to be mad. Okay, fine. So you have to be mafkir inside. Lech Hakidosh should be mafkir in front of three. Yeah, but the evidence is even one, and even but the evidence is just to yourself. Okay.
I mean, the children are playing in the
garden. So it's
happening.
Why?
This probably says
he's
mafkir. He's mafkir.
Yeah. So it's happening.
He's not mafkir, but we water it, and we prune it, and we cut the grass, and suddenly he's using it.
Not sure. You go to the public garden also. You go to a public garden also. You're using it. I'm not sure. Okay, I'll tell you what. There's another shot to the shot also. So let's say even if you are masculine, right? But now there's vada bayit to pay, right? And the vada bayit is going towards the gardener. So are you allowed to pay vada bayit? Yeah, the vada bayit is that you, huh? Oh, okay. So they say like this. It's for the shame of Elisha that if they're going to basically take you to Beit HaMishpat over it, yeah, then you are allowed to pay. Why? Because you're not paying now because you want the hishtatus in the thing in the garden. You're just paying to avoid going to the Beit Mishpat, and that's okay. They said you should stipulate with the guy in charge. You tell him, no, my money is going for the cleaning of the building. They say you can direct your money to a mutter cause. All right. Okay, that was that. Took us a bit longer than I thought. Okay. Okay. This is really, it's a hagdama for next week, this bit. Okay, we'll just say it very briefly, and then I want to just go back to what we did last week a little bit. Okay, which is, Shmita is you can't work the land, you can't do things in the land, right? Now, Yerushalmi says the following thing. When it comes to, let's just get it right, when it comes to, when it comes to Ola, okay, the pasuk just says that you come to the land, to the Aretz, and you plant the trees, then you have to, you can't touch them for 3 years. Okay. So they had used the lashon of Aretz. Okay. So the Yisham understands that that's true, anything which is an Aretz. Aretz is defined as any land. So especially if you think about once upon a time, you built a house, your floor of the house was also was ground. So if you were to plant a tree inside your house, that's also included in the Yisrael of Orna. Okay, that's by Ola. When it comes to Maisa, there the pasuk says, use the lashon of Sada. Okay, and Sada, there's something called a Sada and something called a Bais. So if you were to plant a tree inside your house, it would be Pata from Chumas and Maisa. Okay, so that's Ola, and that is Chumas and Maisa. Now what about Shemitah? So Yishami's got a suffix. Why? Because by Shemitah, it says both. One pasuk says, where is it? It says which one? Yeah, it says the Shafta Aretz. Okay, so that's the Aretz, which is the mashma of that is everywhere. At the same time, it also says, and a different passage says, Sadcha lo tizra. Okay, and the Yisham is left unanswered. There's no answer to on the Yisham. It's left as a suffix. So the Yisham doesn't know whether the Issa of Shemitah also applies inside the house or only in a Sadeh.
It says Aretz. There is one passage.
Yeah, one pasuk says Aretz and one pasuk says Sada. So which one is it? Do we care about the Sada or do we care about the Aretz?
It's not something,
it does say Aretz. Yeah, it also says Sada.
It
says Sada and it says Aretz. So which one is it?
Why is it
contradictory? Huh?
Aretz means.
Aretz means everything, including a bias. Sada only means Sada as opposed to bias. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. We'll mention a little bit of that. Okay. So that's the topic of Yishalmi. So the point that there's a pasuk shulchan that says because Shmita is man azayis derabanan, you can be meikul. Yeah. But the Chazon Ish is not very happy with that. Shlomo Orbach also not happy with that. A couple of reasons are giving. One is that even though maybe nowadays Shmita is derabanan, but the makos, once upon a time it was deraisa, and so there would have been at the time when Shmita was deraisa, there's also this suffix. Yeah. And because we had to be machmir then, yeah, the same rules now apply, even though it's now only derabanan. Yeah, but because the Shoyas HaSafik originally was in a Teraisa, therefore, also you have to be Machmir, that's one side. Chazon Ish also speaks out a different side, which is, even when you said by Chumas HaMaisa, it only applies to, Milato only applies to the side, they're not to Abayis. But Midarabonon, it does apply inside the house also. If you plant a tree inside the house, you are Chayv and Chumas HaMaisa, Midarabonon. She says, maybe who are then by Shmita. So it's clearly like two sudden to be machmir by Shmita. First of all, maybe Shmita does apply to a bias also. And second of all, even if it doesn't, that means the Rabbanon should apply. Okay. So the Chazon Ish says, therefore, that you should be machmir. Okay. But this is what we're going to discuss next week, which is we know there's such a thing as it's called Atzit Nachum and Atzit Eina Nachum. Okay, I'm not getting involved in any definitions now. Just translate the words, basically. And Atzit Nakov means it's an atis with a hole in, atis is a pot plant, a flower pot. Yeah, a flower pot, and it's got a hole inside. If it's got a hole inside, then it means it can get the nurture from the ground, and we treat it as if it's that's the ground. Okay, it's yonic from the ground. Okay, if it doesn't have a hole in it. Yeah, and it's blocked. Okay, certain materials might be treated like a hole. Not getting involved in it now. But then, if it doesn't have a hole, it's not yearning from the karka. Okay, it still has the name of midarabonon like the karka, but it's derabonon. Okay, so minatoya an atzis she'eino nakuv, an atzis without a hole, a flower pot without a hole, is not chayav in any of these mitzvahs. Okay, but again, midarabonon is
inside outside.
All right.
You're differentiating between inside and outside the house?
No, at the moment, no, I'm just giving definitions. Okay, so the Chazon Ish says that an atzit she'eino nakuv, yeah, which is the Rabbanon, inside a house, there he says, his words are, he doesn't say you can't lechachila kem yekub, he says something like, you don't have to be moichet someone, there's what to be soimechon. Okay, right? It sounds like lechachila, you shouldn't do it though still, yeah? But the Chazon Ish does seem to say the next step, that up to now all we're talking about is malachas d'oraisa, let's say zuriya. To be zoreya in a house, you shouldn't do, you should be machmir. Even in an atzit she'eino nakuv. But things like, let's say, watering, which is only a derabanan, so there you've already got, there's like three sfeikas or darbanas, whatever you want to call them, yeah, the fact that it's watering, the fact that it's an atzit she'ena nakel, and the fact that it's in a house, there you can be made.
Okay. Yeah.
For hefted, for hefted. Yeah, for hefted. Here we're talking about even lecha kilah. You can put it. You'll be able to pour as much as you want. Yeah.
Because it's not nikuv.
Yeah, if it's not nikuv.
But if it was nikuv, he's saying
then you wouldn't have it. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. The pratim of the flower pot we're going to get involved in next week. Yeah, that covers it. Abdama. We're just saying that. But currently, we are machmir that a house we treat like a the ishive in Shemitah. Okay. The other min of this is glass houses. What are those things called in English? Hot house. Okay. What's the status of a hot house? Is that considered to be the sadeh, or is it considered to be a house? Okay. So someone would say it's like a sadeh. Some just say midorabanan, it's like a house. But midoraisa, sorry, I said that wrong. Midoraisa, it would be considered to be a house, yeah. But midorabanan, because it's a normal place to grow, therefore it would be chayav. Yeah. Others say more than that. No, it's like a sadeh. The reason why a house is excluded from a sadeh is because a house, you're not getting the rain, and you're not getting the dew, and you're not getting all various things to help it grow. But why do people put things in a hot house? Yeah, to help it grow. So therefore, it's also included in the sada. It's also a type of sada. Okay. Okay, but that we're going to get involved next week. That's through. Yeah. Okay. And then yeah, others want to say no. It's still even though it might be there to help your it might help the growth, but the mindset you're still not getting the rain, yeah, and you have to do certain things to the plant inside to make up for the loss, and therefore it will be like a house. So that's also again a hot house is also a discussion whether it's considered to be like a sadam ikhadin or it's like a house. All right, okay, going back to. We're carrying on a little bit from where we left off last week. So we're talking about doing things in your garden. I did mention last week. Someone asked about. We said you're allowed to water if your plants and things if it's going to be a hefsed. Someone asked if there's a mila on to use an automatic system of watering. Okay, on Schmitter itself. Yeah, where you're just going to water, let's say, the minimum amount. Yeah? We're not talking about watering more. So what's better, is it to use your hand, yeah, or to use an automatic thing? So if your automatic thing is going to water all your plants and also things that don't need, then you shouldn't do that. Okay? Otherwise, yeah, because it's just if it's going to do the same amount, yeah, there's no difference in how much you're doing. Then some of the kids at times say that it's better just to use an automatic thing. It's just a once-off thing, or opening a tap, where there's a sprinkler system. Yeah, it's just if a once-off action is better than multiple actions. All right.
Before or during Shmita?
This is all during Shmita. Before Shmita, we said that if you're doing this for Shmita just as a limited amount, that would presume that's even better. Yeah, before Shmita to do more, that some said was still you shouldn't do. Okay.
Wait, is there any sub that says it's better to do it by hand? Would you say that if they're doing
too much? No. Yeah. So if your choice is that you use that watering system that's going to water other plants which don't need it, then you shouldn't do that. You should rather do it by hand. Okay. All right. All right. What about? Let's say you have a. So you have around your fence you have a what? Yeah, like a hedge. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, a hedge around your chatzer, whatever. And that's acting as your fence. Yeah. Okay. So are you allowed to trim it? Yeah. Similar thing. Are you allowed to trim your grass? Okay. So yeah. So someone would say that that's also a normal thing to do, and that's also normal avodah zakah. Even though your intention here is not for this thing to grow, yeah, you just want to make it look pretty. Doesn't matter. That's a normal way for you to deal with your grass, with your head. Okay, fine. That's a different thing, right? Okay. If there's a chashash that's going to die, then you are allowed to, right? Okay. Some are matir. I didn't really understand exactly what the story is to be matir. Some are matir. Okay, that's fair. Let me just think of anything else. To cut your hedge or your grass. If your intentions are not to make it look pretty, and your command is not that it should grow better. Yeah. So nakamena would be also if you have, let's say your hedge is quite thin. So you're cutting it, and when you're cutting it, you're going to get more stuff than that would be no good. Yeah, everyone would hold that as no good. So yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do it even without those
if you're doing it for make the place look nice. One second. Which one? Okay, I'll check off it. If you're trimming the sukkah, it gets in your way for your sukkah, then you're allowed to. Why? Because you're not doing it. The rules that come out are like this. The basic rules are that if it's not your kavana, yeah, and it's nikkah that you're not doing it to make it grow better, yeah, then it's mutter. So let's say cutting, if you've got a hedge which is in your way, you've got branches sticking out, yeah, so that
way you're doing it.
Not necessarily. So you're asking a good shayla. Okay, I'm not sure we have time now. Okay, if you're doing it just so that it shouldn't get in your way, so you're not cutting it right at the root of the branch. So then it's nikkah that you're not doing it to be mashbiach the branch. Okay, so then again, so that it's clear the way you're cutting it, and that's not your kavanah. So therefore, it's mutton. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Rav Gershon asked a good shayla, which is discussed in the postgame. What exactly does nikkah mean? Yeah. So yeah, a lot of the cases are it's nikkah from what you're doing, or let's say there's cases where you can take stones if you want to build a fence. You can take the stones from your chater, and if you're reaching, you can manage to reach the fence, then you're allowed to build it like that. Okay. Or they say even if you have, let's say the builders when they're building sites, yeah, there it's also a nikkah. You've got a whole setup. You can see what they're doing. So those things are a nikkah. There's a mishnah that does say that a kablan, someone who's known to be a certain avoider, he can go take all the stones, even though there's certain he's clearing up the chater. Yeah, because we know who he is. Yeah, everyone knows who he is. That's also a type of nikkah. Okay, that's yeah. Okay. It's clear that he wants it for building. Okay. Okay. All right. We're gonna have to stop over there.